All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We are here with another special guest episode, but I'm also sitting here with the world famous now, because we're in a lot of countries, actually.
Yeah.
Nick Carlson.
Dun, dun, dun. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody.
Dude, Russia popped off.
Did it?
I'm not even, I looked the other day in the statistics, and it shows you kind of rough geographic, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dude, Russia just went haywire the other day.
I'm scared.
Russia, yeah, I know. Russia, Poland, Canada, Australia's starting to pick up, too.
Where are my Swedes and my Norwegians?
I know.
Y'all need to get with it.
Get hey, with, it is what it
those
is.
Those are my people.
I like it. So today we have Dave Cutter with, is it Cutter Landscape or Cutter Lawn Care? I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Dave will fill us in here in a second.
Yes. So do you want to do the introduction of how you guys met or?
Okay. First off, real quick. Dave is one of my absolute favorite customers of mine. I hate even use the word customer. I'd rather use family. He has been a huge MulchMate supporter. He's got a great story. Really cool perspective, really fun, easygoing guy, and we actually have him on the other line. So, Dave, welcome to Life in the Fast Lane podcast. How are we this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'm doing fine, living the dream.
That's great, man. That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you again for your partnership, friendship, the whole nine yards. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank God starting this company, because I've met so many amazing people, and you're definitely one of the top of the list. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from geographically, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of all this.
Sure. So the business name is Cutter Services. We are a father and son team, and been doing this a number of years now, over 10 years since we got out of farming back in the early 2000s, and live in Rochester, New York, actually a suburb of Greece, west of Rochester. And this is what we're doing nowadays and enjoying it.
So what services exactly do you provide in total?
What we provide right now, we've actually evolved into full care with from spring fall cleanups, weekly mowing maintenance, lawn rolling, lawn renovations, and we just are going to be starting fertilizers and chemical applications this year. And we also do snow plowing in the winter, so the way we want to do it for, you know, have a smaller customer base where we can really focus on complete year-round services for our customers. And so that's where we've evolved to. And I got to say, you guys have helped the process of evolving to that, because we don't have any additional labor, and we choose not to just because of the environment that we're all living in nowadays.
I totally understand. Well, thanks again for joining us. Let's So we got an overview of you, sir, and kind of the services and all that kind of stuff. So you said it's a father-son team. So I think it's safe to say that it's a preferred small team, manageable, controllable. It's just kind of what I think you want your wheelhouse to look like. Am I right on that?
Yeah, and that's where we like to be, and that's going off of with Dawson Manufacturing's products, that helps us achieve that with the added products that I consider them my employees, not necessarily walking and breathing, but they're like an additional employee.
right. No, perfect. Well, then, so this for me, this episode, and I think Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, is we would kind of want to tell the Dave Cutter MulchMate story, right?
Yeah, we want to know, how is this machine helping you? What are the things that you have found that it has boosted your efficiencies? And to, you know, give a testimonial of, like, how can the MulchMate help guys from solo entrepreneurs to even, you know, multi-state conglomerates that could, you know, bring on a MulchMate, and how it can help them?
Well, for me, the thing that really attracted me to it right off the bat, and it was like 5 years ago now, was the fact that I could do it myself. I'm 62 years old, and so I was able to utilize doing virtually 99% of all the mulch. I mean, we put down roughly 150 yards, which some people would laugh, that's not nothing at all. But for me, I wouldn't be able to do probably a quarter of that if I was not using the MulchMate. it's for me, it just makes it so much easier. I use the the dump cart with the, you know, the mulch mate, and
the cart mate, so the cart mate.
Thank you. And the thing that I like about it too is that I'm going to have my mulch mate paid off this year, so my investments paid off, so I consider it my paid off employee that you know, gives me a lot of trouble with free work, and it just helped us to be able to grow our business while maintaining a smaller workforce.
That's funny. You literally have a free employee now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never actually thought about it that way.
Well, that's the thing, is there's a lot of people in the posts. They'll go, oh, yeah, well, I pay my guys, you know, I pay two guys $300 a day. And you're like, if you did the math, buddy, you're overpaying by double for a year versus you buy the mulch mate, that's 1 year, and then the rest of the time it's free.
Yeah. And Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm trying to remember. It's been a number of years since you've purchased your mulch mate. I want to say that you might have like a Gen 2 mulch mate. We're now selling Gen 9s. So you have a very early model. And yes, have we made improvements? Yes. Have we had, you know, parts that were not quite up to what we wanted and had to upgrade you? I think we've definitely had that experience together. But I think that's all part of the evolution of a good company is, you know, supporting. It's for me, it's not just the machine. It's the customer support. It's the design. You know, before we change something on a mulch mate, we try to design it so it works for the new and the old. And I think you've definitely had those experiences, haven't you?
Yeah. What I will say, Nick, is with me having an older version, I mean, short of my own self-inflicted things that I've done and not following directions, which I learned the hard way. It's just a matter of making do what we had. But quite honestly, I've seen a lot of your improvements, but as far as performance of the other short of a few maybe electrical components upgrades, really haven't been, you know, that earth shattering where it's been a big cost to make the changes for myself. So, you know, it still works for what I have. And I know there's some things talking to your dad about doing maybe some lighting upgrades to the mulch mate trailer and within the mulch mate, I have, you know, talked about too. You know, it just amazes, continues to amaze me, on how well it works for us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love to take the approach of, I'm just going to say what's exactly bounced around in my head, a no bullshit approach on what the realities are in life, in business. It's not all rainbows and unicorns, right? There are definitely things on, you know, is it operator error? Sure. Was there a design flaw at some point? Sure. You know, vendors screwing up. That is the real, you know, meat and potatoes of an actual business. And to sit here and say that, you know, anything is perfect is a bold-faced lie, right?
Well, that and, you know, him being able to say, oh, yeah, I had some self-inflicted. So it's not like everything. We had parts where we had to fix things, but it was also, mm-hmm. Oh, I might have messed that up. And that's good to be able to reflect on that.
Yeah, and that's a great approach, Dave, and I really appreciate it. You know, it's funny, Dave. I actually talk about you far more than you probably realize. In a good way, I promise.
Maybe I should be getting some royalties here.
Checks in the mail.
But you know, early on, I remember how excited you were and how well it was working for you. And you're like, these are the words that came out of your mouth. You said, Nick, you're doing God's work. And I will not forget that. And I really do appreciate the friendship and the love and the support and those kind words. And I carry those with me a lot because, quite frankly, there's a lot of people on the internet that I just get destroyed by, they attempt it. And I just kind of shrug it off and go, you're an idiot. And then I go back to reality, which is Dave Cutter, you know, up north, that is kicking ass, taking names with his mulchmate at 62 years old. And again, I'm gonna say it like I hear it in my own head. Ass clown on Facebook is like, oh, I have a completely fused back, and you know, I still wouldn't do it that way. That's stupid. You're lazy. And I'm just sitting there.
I saw that comment the other day.
So dumb. And I'm just sitting there thinking, my gosh, man, could you imagine if that person could just sit down with Dave for like an hour and be like, bro, let's get back to reality here and have a conversation about making more money, having a better life, you know, being actually being able to get older one day and not have a body that's just killed.
Yeah. I do have a question for you real quick, Dave. If you didn't have the mulchmate, would you still be doing landscaping work, or would you be doing the volume that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I would like, yeah, we'd still be doing landscaping, but I really wouldn't, I probably wouldn't be doing the volume of, you know, of mulch jobs, and you know, take it a step further that, you know, in the morning I could be doing mulch, in the afternoon I could be using it to deliver a crusher on.
We
wouldn't be doing nearly as much, and it opens up the flexibility, you know, especially with the mulchmate trailer. The possibilities and the things that we use it for, in addition to just for using for mulch, for hauling stuff, and we're just able to utilize it. But I agree with you guys to laugh at some of these, I'm going to say influencers that are still doing mulch the old way, dumping it on the ground and shoveling into whatever. I just have to laugh, and haters going to hate, but, you know, let them do all the criticizing while we're growing our business, even like in our situation with smaller a smaller labor force, which I said before we choose to do.
Yeah, you know what we call it around here? We call it stacking Woodrows, baby. Do you know what that? Have you ever seen $100,000 bill?
No.
So there's literally, so Woodrow Wilson is on the $100,000 bill. I think it was like the 50s or 60s.
Older bill.
Yeah, when it was in circulation. But you can buy, I think it's like $500,000, you could buy a Woodrow.
That's crazy.
So my son, so the reason I bring this up is, you know, but before Mulchmate days, I was a landscaper, and I started making some really decent money. And everybody around me started, you know, they were saying, oh, you know, stacking Benjis. And I'm like, no. That's child's play. Let's stack some Woodrows. And we've said that ever since, and it got so prevalent in my family that my son's middle name is Woodrow.
Oh, that's cool.
So my son's name is Dawson, and his middle name is Woodrow.
I actually, after your dad told me what a Woodrow was, I went home, printed it out, and I put it up on my goal sheet because I wanted to have a Woodrow stacked by the time I'm 30.
That's cool.
At least.
Yeah, oh yeah, you
so
can do it. Yeah.
I did that as my little goal sheet, but I did actually look it up and see what it looked like, and then the printer was like, oh yeah, you can't print this one. I'm like, oh, God dang it, I got to find a different one that doesn't have all the crap on it.
Uh-huh. So, Dave, I have a question. So, early on, I believe we were talking right before we started press record here, we were talking about how you found out about us, and I think you and I both agree that we both have forgotten, first off, how we connected, but we think it was some kind of a publication, correct?
Okay. I agree, yep.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I'm pretty sure we saw each other at, I think it was Mance or something, I think at some point, possibly. But I think that was post you receiving your mulchmate. And originally you had this thing on like a red Dodge, I want to say. And then,
that is correct.
Yeah, and then, man, look at me. I'm digging stuff out of the old memory bank. It's working.
You had to reach out for that one.
Yeah, I dug deep. Well, because I like Dave, and I care. I do care. I just do forget because I'm very busy and have a lot of things going on in my little brain.
You need to chill out more often.
You're not wrong. I need a drink, a cigar, and a beach.
Or maybe it sounds good for lunch.
Yeah, right.
Senior chili.
I was there the other day. It was delicious. You know, we should do that. Anyway, so Dave, here's my question. In 2020, in March of 2020, I start working on the Mulchmate DMT trailer. No one knew about it.
Right.
The whole world's going crazy. And I'm like, while y'all go crazy, I'm going to go to work. And so I knew that was going to be one of those things that differentiated me when the world decided to open back up and realize that everything was going to be okay. I was going to have something ready. And so in October of 2020, I delivered the very first Mulchmate DMT trailer, which was sold before it was ever even built, which was super cool. And I appreciate the guy Joe that did that. He's down in Florida. If he's listening, thanks, Joe. You know, I put that product together, and listen to this, Dave. You probably don't even know this. So Belmont, the company that builds our trailers for us, they're an Amish company out of PA. They're great, great people to deal with.
Yes, they are.
If anybody's looking for any kind of trailer, if it's not a DMT, just call Belmont and go buy a Belmont trailer. They're fantastic.
It's already on my goal board.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, they're fantastic trailers, and the people are even better, which is what I love. I love the people of it all. You know, we come out with this trailer, and I, literally Belmont's like, how many do you think you're going to sell the first, like, 12 months? I told him six. It was like 60. I was way wrong. You know, you caught wind of the trailer. I don't know when, don't really care. No offense. You know how you caught wind of it, but you catch wind of it and you start mulling it over in your head. Do you remember your decision process to make the switch from your truck mount to the DMT mount?
I just remember being really pissed off at you guys because you didn't have that done sooner, because I wouldn't have come down, because I came down and rumored with the Dodge, because I brought it down to you saying, will you help me put it, you know, get it set up onto my truck, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just jokingly totally pissed off at you guys, because you waited to get the, you waited to bring out the trailer, because the trailer has been a game changer beyond belief on how I do it, and I have the John Deere tractor that I have the cart made on front of, and I'm able to transport my John Deere, and with the cart made, I fasten it up to the dump trailer part of it, and that's how I utilize when I for getting my mulch out.
Yeah, like, how often are you solo without your son?
Always.
Really? Yeah. So I mean, you're
always.
Gosh. So okay. To paint a picture here, right? You're 62. You're doing landscaping, which is extremely difficult. You know, of an occupation. Yeah, that's not easy. But you know, okay. So here's my thing, Dave. I always tell people, I'm like, look, if I had 20 employees and I had to put down 1,000 yards of mulch every spring, I'm just throwing wild numbers out in the air, right? If I'm the dude right. that has to shovel the mulch, when I wake up in the morning, my eyes crack open, I am dreading my life.
Finding a way to call out.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to call out. Now, no offense, let's be honest, 62 is not 28, right? Your body is not what it was 40, 50 years ago. Love you, buddy. But, yeah. you know, you're still able to get up and provide for your family and live a good life. You know, tell us more about that and, you know, your mindset and all this.
I guess, first of all, I'm going to say I've been blessed. I mean, before I got into landscaping, we used to farm about 1,000 acres, and pretty much was by myself at the end of my farming career, if you will. And but as I transitioned to, transitioned to landscaping, it's just been a nice progression. I don't know if it's just something that was bred into me and by my parents before me, that about just a good solid work ethic, and that's where I'm always looking for things to make it easier for myself, especially as I'm getting older all the time, as we all are. That's what has made it where, being able to have the mulch mate and the cart mate, just to be able to use it by myself, and that is the truth. Though I do this by myself, and that's why I say I think I did 150 yards, and a lot of people are going to laugh at that. But I'd like to see a guy my age shovel that much by hand, and then let alone spread it out as well, because I do that. You know, once we put it down, I'm spreading it out, and so. It just works, But I've been very blessed, as far as with pretty decent health, I could still lose a few lbs and I need to follow Nick a little bit more on that because he's definitely proven that. So,
well, but, I think your story is very impressive because you're showing that, you know, you're relying on the equipment, which is exactly what you should be doing. And these guys in this industry are just so barbaric in their approach to the business, and they you know what, it's almost not even their fault because they were just raised in a way that, you know, their hands are going to make them all their money and not their brains. And clearly, Dave, you figured it out that, you know, your hands can only make you so much money. I guess that's a farming thing, because farming really comes down to the equipment.
Well, and I will, you know, you triggered a memory on me is when I was farming, I got into what's called zone tillage. And I remember going to a seminar. This is back in the late 90s. And I remember the guy came from Michigan talking about zone tillage as opposed to working zones, as opposed to working the whole land, turning it over. And I remember the note saying zone tillage isn't worth looking at. And so that also was made it for less demand for employees through mechanical means and equipment. And so I guess I took some of those things when you guys made the mulch mate and everything. That was a natural fit. And one thing I did learn when it comes to buying things, to buy something bigger than what you need it for. That's just from my years of learning, failing forward, as I would say, to buy something bigger than you need. Now, you know, for young bucks just getting into the business, the smaller, you know, the truck mounted version is going to be a good fit. But as we've grown into our business, I'm glad that I bought the biggest one at the time. I know you've got ones now, and I just saw your mega one that you made that put out there last week. So you guys keep making stuff bigger and better. It just costs me more money because I got to keep up.
The other thing too that I think is nice is that you're showing that you don't have to be a massive outfit in order to be able to implement one of these into your company.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, like me, I could do it. I don't have the cash flow at the moment to do it, but would it make it so much better if I did it and then just made that jump? Potentially. It's just a matter of getting the marketing in order to be able to make it work.
I think the thing that I learned when I was a landscaper was when I had the piece of equipment to do the job, it made it so much easier to sell because I knew I had the necessary tools to perform the task at hand.
Yeah, and then it's also not about just hustle culture, because as much as everybody pushes, oh yeah, you got to hustle hard, da 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 da, it's more or less work smart, not hard.
Yeah, and this industry is flat out not doing that.
No, all we want to do is show that we're working, you know, 60-hour weeks, and it's not that. It's a matter of how much money can you put in your pocket at the end of the day.
Right, they're comparing calluses on their hands and not dollars in the bank.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, you know exactly what I was going to say.
I don't know, actually. What were you going to say? Oh, no, that's nasty.
No, I agree with that's the thing where you nailed it, though, about what's at the end of the day, you know, whether you're putting down 1,000 yards of mulch a year or 150 in my situation, are you making money at the end of the day? And that's what the hard truth is. Same thing with mowing lawns or whatever. And, you know, and I guess, like you, Nick, you've had the naysayers and will continue. Unfortunately, that's just the way people are. I've had the naysayers too, when people look at me like, what the heck is that? You know, it's a waste of money. Well, you know, you want to believe that, go right ahead. Well, meantime, I'm still able to, you know, put down so many yards a day. And, you know, I can, there's been days where I put down 10 yards a day and for by myself. I know you can say you can do 10 yards in 10 minutes. Well, it takes me a whole day. Oh, well. But just me and my MulchMate employee, we do it. And I'm actually able to work the next day and not just lay in bed and in pain because I, you know, lift and shovel. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, that just furthermore proves the point. Like, What's funny, so there's this, so Dave, like we're doing these trade shows or having these conversations with people at, you know, doing demos or you know, comments online. I personally love the conversation we have with you because it's easy for me to, I'm just gonna say what's in my head again, swing my big old dick around and say, oh, look, we sell to Brightview, we sell to Davey, we sell to Yellowstone, we sell to Earthworks, we sell to Bruper, we sell to all the biggest companies in the world. Well, that's easy. They have the money.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go to the opposite side. You know, Dave Cutter is putting down 150 yards a year. He's able to pay himself, provide for his family, cover the cost of mulch mate. He's
freaking happy, dude.
He's happy. I mean, look, we're 5 years down the road and we're doing a podcast and listen to him. He's happy as a pig in shit, right? So, you know, the people that listen to this that are like on the fence or, you know, some maybe say there's a naysayer. I highly doubt a naysayer is listening. Maybe they are. Maybe they love to consume content. And
in that case, buy a mulch mate.
Yeah, mulch mate. yeah, suck it, haters.
You know what we should do? You know, there's spider grass where it's like, you know, do you want to make more money? Yes, buy a mulch mate. Do you want to make more money? No. Okay, why not? Okay, buy a mulch mate. And it, like, we should do like something like that. Just post it up.
That'd be funny.
We should come up with as many of like the yeah. the no's that you can, and then have everything somehow come back to the buy a mulch.
You want to have better vacation? Buy a mulch mate. You want to have more time? Buy a mulch mate.
Yeah, I'm so doing that. That's my project this weekend.
Okay.
Here's another thing. You want to make your wife happy? Buy a mulch mate.
That's right.
I like that.
Happy wife, get a mulch mate.
Yeah. You want to buy your wife a Louis Vuitton? Buy a mulch mate.
That's right. Well, hey, you want to take care of her at night? You know what I'm saying? Get a mulch mate.
Buy a mulch mate.
Hey, mulch yeah. mate. But yeah, I mean, like, so the 150 yard number, Dave, I would not be ashamed of that. As a matter of fact, if anything, that just furthermore proves the fact that the recipe that you have collectively put together, whether it's our products or Dodge or anything else or your marketing or whatever it is you're doing, clearly it's working.
I think
right?
She's saying Dodge over, you know, Ford.
Well, he has a
better.
Dodge.
It's better.
I'm just saying it's not better. Let's go hook up bumpers.
All right, bet.
But you know, I love the fact that, you know, we can sit here and say confidently there's 5 years of data with this one particular person, and Dave, there's a lot of you that I deal with out there that are 100, 200. I know there's an 18-year-old kid that owns two mulch mates, and he does 170 yards a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me, but he does it that way because he's just like you. He has, you know, one truck because he has a truck and a trailer. And he uses the truck right. on the job sites that are like super tight, can't fit. And he uses the trailer where he's at the platform. So then he can then maneuver that trailer in places that are a little bit bigger and be able to bring a mower with a cart mate or a, you know, a hurricane blower or whatever. And he's got a leaf cap on the trailer. So he's able to do so much more, and it's just him. I mean, it's like having two employees. But at the end of the day, they only cost you $35,000 to buy the mulch mate.
Yeah. Versus one person's salary.
I do have to say, though, my mulch mate didn't cost me $35,000. It cost me like $30,000.
Yes.
Yes. Because it was 5 years ago.
Yes. Yes. And you know what's crazy? So through the whole COVID deal, and no one knows this, so I should probably talk about this more, but I don't. I fought like crazy not to jack the price up to the moon, like everyone else was with everything else. You know, like I just bought a new truck and it was $100,000 for a pickup truck. Like that is stupid. I'm so mad that I had to buy it because my other truck blew up. Yes, it's a Ford, blah, blah, blah. But you know, I tried really hard. We had internal conversations. I said, I don't want to go jacking the price of this thing up because, you know, on the other end, I want people to be like, wow, look, Dawson, you know, did every single thing they could to support the customers and not just screw us like they could have. Like, I could have jacked it to 40,000 if I wanted.
Yeah.
And it still would be well worth it, but I didn't do it because, I don't know, morals, you know?
Yeah, you can't just rip off the client, but make it go like, oh, yeah, we're buying you a glass of bourbon, but you paid for it.
Yeah, but like I had every kind of reason thing. In the world to jack it up, and I still didn't do it.
Yeah.
I did it. So here's how we did it. It used to be like, Dave, when you bought your machine, you'd buy the mulch mate, and then you would buy things separately, like the batteries, the charging harness, the deflector panels, all that. Today, the way we handle it all is all of it is under one cost. So, you know, Dave, you may have paid 30 for your mulch mate, but then you end up buying like the harness and the deflector panels or whatever, you know, the case may be. I bet you it was probably 32.
Could very well be right. But it you know, I guess if anything, it's a good comparison to what I paid then to what it is now with everything else going crazy with all the bullshit with raising prices and this cost for everything. You know, it's still a great investment. But yeah, the cost, you know, I guess the thing is, and you're adapting yourself, obviously, with okay, maybe, you know, in some places where you can rent a mulch mate, you're not sure if you can afford it or whatever. You know, you've got the battery pack on there, so you could pull it with another truck. And, you know, quite honestly, that might be something I may choose to do down the road is add the battery pack myself on my existing one. So if we update trucks, you know, having your flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, and on the flexibility side, I would say when I did order my MulchMate trailer, I remember when I first ordered it, you told me that it was like I had the most tricked out one of, other than the fifth wheel model at the time, of anybody else. And it's like, I think I just learned in the past that you want to try, if you're able to, bring your flexibility in if you can purchase that. And it's like where I'm glad I have the 72-inch wide deck for transporting things. And with the Leaf, the Leaf system you've got, I mean, that eventually we're going to end up getting that on our unit as well, just because we can use it. And I guess what I also, when we purchased the trailer, I ordered it with the barn doors on either side. And that was a huge thing to have decided to do, because it just gives us so much flexibility. Like, we'll use it for trimming, trimming branches and whatever else, but just to utilize that, loading hardscapes on either side. So I guess that's one thing, you know, having the options and flexibility to make your choice what works best for you. But that's huge, though, that when I was ordering it, to go more than what I actually need at the time, because sometimes you just don't know where your business is going to take you, in your industry and where we're headed. So flexibility is huge.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more with that one. Like, as a matter of fact, that, you know how many people don't say what you just said? I couldn't tell you the last time I heard somebody say it. And I fully agree with you. Like, I'm the kind of guy where it's like, well, if I'm going to buy it, I'm going to get the best one I can get, because it exists for a reason, and I'm sure I'll end up utilizing it because I have it.
The old adage, go big or go home.
Yeah, I can't stand that one, but yes, it's true. It is. It really is. It really is true.
Okay, depending on the scenario. This scenario, go big or go home.
Yeah, and I didn't realize, Dave, you have doors on either side of your DMT?
Yeah.
That's sick.
I'll tell you, it is huge, and I also have the barn doors for the back, too, we purchased. Haven't used them yet. The MulchMate is still on there, and it's on there all the time. And eventually, we don't have a small enough forklift. We got a forklift for a front-end loader, and it's kind of like a bull in the china shop. So we just leave it on there. But eventually, when we start going with the leaves, I'm going to want to take that off, just because of just exposure of it when you're out traveling, the reduce the chances of damage to the MulchMate, you know.
And, yeah.
In that, but yeah, that was a huge thing that I couldn't, and actually that cost there was not a big added expense, just adding the doors. I mean, like, you know, you can, like you say, you can order one without the deck, but I'm glad I went with the wide deck, just because you have no idea, like, on the platform, got a skid of sod on the platform, and it worked out great, you know. And I could access it without climbing up from the side, you know. And so that's the one thing I would say is guys, if you're looking into the future on what you where you want to be is to, if you're able to, get some of the added options that, that are going to make it easier for you down the road. You may not even think you need it now, but down the road, it's like, man, I'm glad I got it. So I was just very fortunate in that regard, and I guess that maybe that comes from being an old man, you know, going through things and wishing I had something bigger. So anyways, it was a good move on our part.
Sounds like you got some spurns. That's good.
What's that?
You got some spurns. That's what the Southern people say. Experience. They say spurns.
Yeah.
No, but that's great. So I have a question. Did you buy our new leaf cap for your DMT?
Not yet. No.
So just so you know, I've got the one you see in all the videos. I'm actually getting ready to tear that one apart because that trailer got sold and went to Texas and they didn't want the leaf cap. So I'll have a used one for sale if you want one at a discount. And then we also have a panel that you could put in on the back side of your mulchmate, and it basically just kind of covers the auger. So instead of taking the mulchmate off, you could just leave it on, put this panel in, and just instead of dealing with taking the machine on and off, you just leave it alone and bolt this panel in. So just food for thought, and you and everybody that's listening, 30-yard capacity, it's got ventilation, it's got everything you need. So it's a sick rig.
I think we stuffed 6 properties worth of leaves into it, Ben and I.
That's it?
Were big. I mean, the pile was as big as this room.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's true.
At least 2 of them.
It's a big, big, big rig. Like, when you put that cap on, Dave, it's the most amount of volume I've ever seen out of a dump trailer.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything bigger. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we've got a 16-foot triaxle trailer that we put 8-foot sides on, and I don't know what the dimension is for that, but we hang a 18-horse leaf loader off to the side of Billy Goat, and we want to be able to upgrade to the bigger size. And the other thing is too, it's like, for us being by ourselves, a small 2-man crew, we can't afford downtime. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep that, our triaxle with a leaf system on it, and then with the mulchmate leaf system, just to hedge our bets. And that's something, being that we are in our sweet spot, if you will, we're able to have an extra this or an extra that, makes it something that, it's all about timing, and for us, that we want to have that flexibility. So I'm looking forward to getting it,
Cool.
So.
Well, I know we've got the one used one. We've only used it, I don't know, a little bit. So it's in great shape if you're interested. And then we only have like one or two more brand new ones in stock. So I actually think I might put an email blast out just trying to get rid of the last two for the season. We need space in this building, so I'll get rid of a couple of things at a little bit of a discount just to get my space back. But that's awesome.
That makes Sam very happy.
Yeah, I know. What's cool is, like, I don't know, I was thinking about, while you were talking, Dave, I was thinking about the title to this episode, and I keep going back to Lean and Mean. I mean, it's just you're the Lean and Mean monster, it seems like, and you're just picking them up and knocking them
lean
down.
Lean and Mean money machine.
Yeah, it is. Lean and Mean money machine. I mean, and that's the whole thing with the Mulchmate. Like, when I first designed it, truth be told, I had known about the Mulch Mule, and that damn thing's so darn expensive and heavy, and it consumes a lot. It's noisy. Da-da-da-da. We literally say Mulchmate is 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. So, Dave, is there anything else that you wanted to add to this conversation? That you kind of, your brain was picking up when we were having this conversation.
The one thing I would say, what you've done for me, Nick, especially, is you've made me think outside the box, because as we've talked in our conversations over the years, that, people are inside their little box or their paradigm where they don't want to, they don't want to expand to make themselves leaner, meaner, as you're saying. But it's made me think, and you know, just making me think of things that I'm want to talk with you on with the Multimate trailer that that I want to add to my own trailer to make it easier for me as you know I'm not a young buck anymore, just to make it easier for accessibility and things like that. But you've made me think also more outside the box with equipment purchases, truck purchases. So I guess that's the one thing that you're bringing out, to at least to me, is to, man, if he's challenging the process, you know, why can't I?
Yeah. No, those are very kind words, Dave. Thank you. I mean, it's true, too, because where that comes from is my racing background. So, like, I'd sit down and read the rule book, you know, before you go racing each year, and my brain's like, you know, gray area. Where what are they not talking about? What are they not putting in here? There was a race car driver last week in NASCAR that they're at a track that's high speed, aerodynamics plays a huge factor, and they welded fabric between his fingers. And so he would take his hand when he could, and he'd stick it up against the window where there was like a hole in the web between his fingers. Instead of it being wide open, it was, you know, a webbing, and that would block the air from coming in the car. And then he was able to win the pole because of his hand. Like, that's how outside the box these rednecks are thinking. And that's, you know, that's where a lot of my crazy, you know, it's that, and it's, I don't like to struggle. I don't like struggling. And when I start to feel something that's a struggle and it's a pain point, I go after it and I'm like, how do we make this better? You know, I literally tell everybody, I'm like, tell me what sucks. And I'll find you a solution somehow. And it's never, you know, I'm never satisfied with, you know, what is it? Normality?
Yeah.
So my vocabulary is very poor, Dave. but
well, listen, you can't be good at everything.
Yeah. My IQ is very, very high, but my vocabulary is not strong enough. Have you ever taken an IQ test, by the way?
Me, no.
it's crazy. So years ago, my right hand guy Sam, myself, my wife, and my father sat down. We were having this conversation, and this is gonna sound terrible, but like, there are some times where I sit back and think, my God, do these people even try to think? And you know, not pointing out anybody in particular. This was before Mulchmate, and we were like, I wonder if there's like an IQ test. So Sam found an IQ test you could take. It was like $9 a person or something. So I paid for everybody.
Go figure.
Yeah, it's like $9.99. And everybody took the IQ test, and like, I think this test was saying that a standard IQ of somebody was like between 90 and 100, somewhere in that range. And then it, from like 101 to 115 was you're smart, you know, 116 to 125 was you're extremely smart, and then 126 to 140 you were like Einstein smart, and then beyond that you were just, or no, it was like genius or something. Like, no one really scores above it.
Yeah,
there's like that one or two anomalies. And so I was scared to death to take the test, but I took it anyway. And my father took it, I took it, my wife and Sam took it. Sam and my wife both scored like a 94. Now, at the time, Sam's like, I don't know, 15-16 years old, and yeah, my wife's 2 years younger than I am. So, you know, I'm 38 now. Back then, it's probably 28. She's probably 26. So, I mean, it's good. It's average. So my father takes it, and of course, I'm competing with my father. Freaking Craig scores, I think he scored like a 138 or 140, like way off the crazy smart chart. I'm like, son of a bitch, how am I going to freaking beat that? And I end up scoring 2 points below him. Now, I'm 25 years old or younger than he is, and I'm only 2 points behind him, and I'm in a category of like Einstein.
Y'all should retake it now.
We should, because I'd probably rape him. I bet you I could do it. It was really cool and crazy to take, and I don't know. I'm very blessed to be in the position I'm in, and I think it just comes from years of paying attention is really all it is.
Well, I'd have to help your dad out, seeing that him and I are similar age. I'd have to go and help him to maintain the level over you but all kidding aside, I would say your dad definitely raised you right, and kudos to you for acknowledging that as far as listening to what he has to say or show you. And that can be said, you know, going back to, you know, opening your eyes up to what's there, and, you know, goes back to lean and mean, and just willing to open up your eyes to what's in front of you. It's like, oh, this machine can make my life so much easier. And I'm sorry to circle back, if you will, to the mulch mate, but it all ties together.
It does.
You know, you're willing to look at something and that. So
yeah.
No,
it just goes back to, like, do you want a better life or not? Really, really and truly, that's what's ringing around in my head is it, you know, is it making my life better? Is it making someone else's life better? Can we replicate it? Can we make money off of it? And can we just be happy? Right? Like, what else is there?
Do you want to be happy? Yes, buy a mulch mate. Do you want to make money?
Here,
yes,
he buy a mulch mate. Here he goes. Well, Dave.
Well, yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, to your point, it's like, you know, what Dawson Manufacturing has allowed me to do is to, even being a two-man crew, if you will, if I didn't have the mulch mate, to be able to do my own mulching and top fill jobs, blah, 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 I wouldn't be looking at getting into chemicals and more of a full service to my customers. You know, and so for us, it's like, I'm not looking to have 1,000 customers. That's just not where we're at. We're looking to have a core group of customers, long-term relationships, where you can potentially, in our situation, want to be able to offer full year-round care for a customer, you know, where they like a one-stop shop type of situation. And this is, you know, with these tools, I've been able to do this for our customers, and that's where we're heading. And so thank you for getting us forward, and it also is going to enable me, as I, you know, get older, to still do this, because I have no plans to retire. I love what I do and that. So anyways, it's a great thing to be able to be part of.
No, that's awesome. Thank you for the accolades. You're welcome. And thank you for believing, you know, in the product and us. Because truth be told, 10 years ago, I'm just a landscaper, you know, and I'm not in the position I'm in now, and I am ungodly blessed to be where I am today. So it's just, what an amazing opportunity, you know, I think we all have to work with this big white box of ours, and it helps so many people. It's just, I don't even know how to articulate the words to show people that, you know, I am grateful for, you know, what all this has become, because it, you know, just a few years ago, it was, you know, I was in a hospital because I was laid up because I was so overwhelmed. I had so much anxiety. I was so frustrated. I literally had 2 nervous breakdowns within a year or two of each other. I had a massive amount of chest pain constantly from my nerves, you know, being a landscaper, trying to get things done. I broke my jaw in the end of 2014, which laid me up for a while. I had to learn how to talk and walk and all that kind of nastiness. It was awful. Basically, I had to hit the reset button. And I believe that accident is what led me to, you know, looking at life differently and stop looking at it as, you know, I'm a brute and I can make this happen and persevere. Da 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 da. And that's where it led me to MulchMate, and then MulchMate led me to you, Dave, and everybody else, you know, or whatever it is. I think there's like 1,000 MulchMates in the world now, and there's, you know, we have thousands and thousands of customers now, just between all the different products. So again, thank you. And everybody that is listening to this, thank you for your support. It's been one hell of a journey, and we're just getting started, baby.
Oh yeah.
So Dave, thank you for your time. We have got to shut this down for now. I've got a meeting coming up, so I got to get out of here. So thank you for your love, your time, your support, your kindness, just your words, all the above, man. I really do appreciate you, and I want you to know that, not because we're on some stupid podcast, but like for real, like from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
No, I thank you for your love and support, and your dad for helping me work through my own self-inflicted challenges and stuff. But that's the thing too, is, you know, you talk about lean and mean, you know, ought to have a backstory on how lean you run your business with the employees you have, how you utilize the space you have. I mean, that's a podcast and a video in itself on running a lean business. And we talked about expansion and you know, how you've been able to do it. And people should come down and take a look at your shop and how lean you run it with the amount of employees you do. And you got a great bunch of guys that work with you there. So I thank you for the opportunity and what you guys have done to help our business and help myself. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And to give people, you know, perspective on, you know, what you're talking about, we are an 8-person team and we do 8 figures. So put that into perspective. That's over $1 million per employee in this 10,000 square foot facility. That's, you know, it, every nook and cranny is used, and we're trying to do the best we absolutely can. And if anybody wants to come see us and, you know, tour the facility and wants to learn how we did it, I'm willing to share every little secret I've got, because I think a rising tide lifts all ships. All right, Dave. Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time. Kyle, appreciate yours. I'm getting ready to go sell another Multimate DMT combo.
I'm ready for lunch.
Hey. Yeah, me too. Me too. I need food. I'm so hungry. All right, man. Thank you again. Hey. Yes, sir. Any last words?
No, I appreciate it. I guess I do want to give a shout out to my son. Jared is the one that really has helped us also move to bigger and better things. I mean, he's a workhorse on his own, and so I would be remiss if I didn't thank my son Jared for all that he gives, helps our business grow too. So,
awesome.
But thank you again for the time and the opportunity. It's great.
No problem. Hey, Jared, great job, kick ass job, dude. As a son to a son, that's our job, right? We're meant to outdo our you know, our fathers, and we're meant to carry that torch on and make it brighter and stronger and faster and better. That's what we do, right?
Carry the name.
That's it. Let's go. So, all right, guys, thanks again for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We really do appreciate you. You know, make sure you go follow us on all our different social media handles. Just Google Multimate and find your favorite social media platform. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It helps out a lot when you do. Like the videos. Go check them out. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. And we will catch you in the next one.
Don't miss me too much.
All right, y'all. See ya.
Bye.